local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola, right now.
Well, happy Thanksgiving to you and Mr. Lloyd, I have sitting here, Austin. Happy Thanksgiving. Thanks for sharing it with us.
Thank you.
You know, I appreciate that, man.
Yeah, well, I mean, they told me, Austin, why don't you stay home, buddy? And I said, no, I can't. The people need to hear the truth.
They do. They do. Yeah. Well, I'm glad to have you along. A lot of sports happening today.
Yes.
You know, National TV Day. A lot of things that are awesome happening.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
We'll get on that a little bit later why you think it's especially phenomenal for today.
Yeah, that is true.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, the people weren't thinking you were just being cute and vocal. Nah, they knew okay, John's got something in the game here.
Not me. No way.
Yeah, no chance.
Hey, let's start off with our top three stories today. Israel's national security advisor has said that the release of hostages under the four-day ceasefire agreement with Hamas will not happen before Friday. The first release of hostages has been expected for today, but late on Wednesday, Israel said it had been delayed and would now not happen at least until tomorrow.
And Ukraine's military says that it is inflicting major losses on Russian troops as Vladimir Putin's forces seek to try and encircle the key strategic city of Avdiivka, I hope I'm saying that correctly, in the east. It comes as Ukrainian President Vladimir Zelensky said that Ukrainian troops face difficult defensive operations on parts of the eastern front with a bitter winter cold setting in. Images from the front line in Donbas and Kyiv show that snowfall has already become a factor in the areas.
That's right. New York governor stated in a press conference that there was no sign of terrorist activity following the explosive vehicle crash on the Rainbow Bridge in Niagara Falls. The incident, which temporarily closed multiple bridge closings between the U.S. and Canada along the Buffalo's airport international flights, was being approached as a potential terrorist attack due to its both random and violent nature. Since the initial scare, 3 of 4 cross-border bridges have been reopened, and Buffalo Airport is open once again, taking international flights and anyone that wants to play Buffalo Bills.
And now WEAR, they kind of gave us a bit more time to work, or less time to work with, excuse me, than they typically do. It's already past 4:15, but we'll get our first update on the roads and weather. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Torgerson Causey. If you need help with planning your business benefits, let Torgerson Causey help lead the way. Go to tcbenefitsgroup.com. So looking at the roads here, it's more of what we saw yesterday, and that should be expected with holiday traffic. People are, they're out, they're spending time with their families, John. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's, and luckily if they're out somewhere out of town, they've already taken the trip, I would hope.
Yeah.
So there's not a lot of congestion in Pensacola and surrounding areas. But as for the weather, it's 57 degrees in Pensacola right now. And the low is going to be, 56. And the low is going to be in the 50s tonight, or excuse me, the high. As we get more into Thursday night, the low is going to be in the 40s, and as we get into Friday and the weekend, the highs are going to remain in the 60s, may get a little bit warmer, but it's still going to be beautiful weather this weekend. And more on the weather, here's Jason Neubauer.
Well, happy Thanksgiving. Looking ahead for the rest of today, overnight into Friday, we do have a small chance for rain, some light rain, a little bit of drizzle. As we go through the next couple of hours, Friday, the rest of Friday, I should say, we begin to dry out. You'll even see the sun come out. That's your weather forecast for now. I'm meteorologist Joseph Neubauer here at WEAR News.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you very much. Taking a look at local headlines here. While being a consistent favorite around here, Representative Matt Gaetz sits at just 21% approval in a recent statewide poll. This comes after his pivotal role in the drama surrounding Kevin McCarthy being removed as Speaker of the House. Just how much this will go on to impact his local favoring? We don't know. Along with the volume of his voice in later political endeavors remains to be seen.
Yeah, and hopefully with a bit more wholesome news here other than Matt Gaetz and his never-ending list of controversies. A Navarre couple is searching for a kidney for their young son. Conrad Jax Evans is 2 years old and is heavily reliant on both machines and medicine to provide what his kidneys can't give him. They have reached out to Brian Martindale, a Michigan man who's donated a kidney of his own in the past. He has since begun a nationwide mission called Kidneys for Kids. His goal is to raise awareness about giving kidneys to those in need and how one can live a happy and healthy life after doing so. With the joint message that Conrad's family and Brian's experience are advocating for, they hope to find a donor as soon as possible so that Conrad can live a more independent life.
Did you see the Macy's Day Parade this morning?
No, I didn't. I was too busy working on the script.
Ah, look at you.
Yeah, I'm a busy boy.
Well, did you know we have a local tie to that in there? Escambia really? County music teacher and longtime band director marched in the Macy's Day's Thanksgiving Day Parade in New York City this morning.
Yes.
Russell Bertles teaches music at A.K. Suter Elementary School in Pensacola. He was also a band director for 27 years in the district, having taught at Tate High School, along with Ransom, Workman, Ferry Pass, all middle schools. He was selected to march with more than 400 band directors from across the country. He marched with the second band in the parade wearing red near the Snoopy balloon.
And Home Instead is celebrating 20 years of Be a Santa to a Senior, a program that provides holiday gifts for less fortunate senior citizens. With over 65,000 total volunteers taking part in its two-decade run, it's provided more than 2 million gifts and has helped revive the holiday experience for over 800,000 seniors in total. To participate, all you have to do is look for a tree promoting the program around this area. Find an ornament listing a senior's name and his or her desired Christmas gift, and return with the gift wrapped and the ornament attached. Ornaments are available through December 20th. So if you're feeling like spreading the holiday cheer, John, right, or any of you listening, look out for those trees there.
Well, what if I put my own on there? I mean,
well, are you a senior citizen?
Not yet.
Okay, so
no, but I have people that are. I got people.
Okay, well, are they underprivileged though?
Yes.
I don't know. Well, that's not up to me to decide what fits the definition and what doesn't. You can do that all you want, John.
422 at Pensacola right now with John and Austin. We'll be back right after this.
Here's today's Strength for Life.
Happy Thanksgiving. On today's segment, I'm going to read to you an excerpt from President George Washington's Thanksgiving Day Proclamation. He says, and I quote, "Whereas it is the duty of all nations to acknowledge the providence of Almighty God, to obey His will, to be grateful for His benefits, and humbly to implore His protection and favor. And whereas both houses of Congress have, by their joint committee, requested me to recommend to the people of the United States a day of public thanksgiving and prayer to be observed by acknowledging with grateful hearts the many signal favors of Almighty God." Ladies and gentlemen, our founding president, George Washington, was right to put God at the top of his list of things for which he was thankful. The Apostle Paul wrote, "In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you." And with that in mind, I hope you have a very happy Thanksgiving.
For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
Hi, I'm Mansfield Coe from Pensacola Hardware. We are your best local and regional resource for industrial construction and hardware supplies. Daily, we meet the needs of Pensacola's construction companies, providing superb knowledge and code-compliant products. We specialize in concrete and masonry tools, fall protection products, and tools and supplies for the HVAC, mechanical, plumbing, electrical, and glass trades. Give us the opportunity to show you why we are Pensacola's oldest and best hardware and construction supply company. Pensacola Hardware, 20 East Gregory Street, downtown.
This is Renee with Jim's Firearms wishing you a safe holiday. Please don't text and drive.
May your Christmas be filled with joy, love, and laughter. This is Darren Costello at Costello's Butcher Shop and Deli Fine Wine and Cheeses wishing you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
May your Christmas be filled with joy, love, and laughter. This is Jessica with Pensacola's Kia Autosport wishing you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Pensacola businesses are estimated to lose over $20,000 to cybercrimes this month. I'm Nathan with Data Revolution, and this is your cybersecurity tip of the month. Confirming any change to a financial transaction with a phone call can save time, embarrassment, and especially money when dealing with would-be criminals. Businesses along the Gulf Coast trust Data Revolution for their cybersecurity and communications needs. Visit datarevs.com for more information.
Secret offers, guaranteed returns, over-the-top promises that you too can make fast money. These are all red flags that you should be wary of when looking at investment opportunities. Visit Florida's Office of Financial Regulation website 24/7 to learn what questions to ask before you invest. Remember, if it sounds too good to be true, it probably is. Visit SLOFR.gov to learn more. This message is sponsored by the Florida Office of Financial Regulation, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
The Pensacola Christmas Concert is back on News Radio 92.3. It's 24 hours of Christmas music from you, Pensacola. Local churches, local bands, local musicians, all right here on News Radio 92.3, all Christmas Day. We have music from the Pensacola Children's Chorus, the Pensacola Civic Band, Olive Baptist Church, the Perdido Brass, and more. And if you'd like your music to be part of the Pensacola Christmas Concert, send an email to christmas@newsradio923.com.
Tune in to News Radio Pensacola today and stay informed about what's happening in your community. We're here to keep you connected. News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody. We are just past 425 here, so we're going to get another quick traffic and weather update. Looking at the traffic here in Pensacola and the surrounding areas, we touched on this in our last traffic update. There's not a lot going on, and hopefully it stays that way. Hopefully you all are staying safe out there. And also, as for the weather, it is beautiful weather outside. It's in the mid-50s right now. And as we get into Thanksgiving night, it's gonna the low is going to be well into the 40s. As we get into Friday and this weekend with a lot of football and hopefully Thanksgiving leftovers, it's going to be highs in the 60s and lows in the 40s and 50s. So it should be beautiful weather for the coming days.
That's right. You're listening to Pensacola right now with John and Austin.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Happy Thanksgiving again to you.
Right back to you.
I'm glad that I'm spending it with you. It's fun times. Fun times here.
Yeah, I'm glad. I'm glad I got you. I'm glad I'm not alone.
Yes, no, I wouldn't leave you alone.
I mean, well, I appreciate that.
Okay, good. Looking at a couple of state headlines real quick. A wanted woman on probation for selling fentanyl was found hiding inside a couch.
Yes. How about that?
I'm going to leave that one alone. The Citrus County Sheriff's Office says that 39-year-old Stacy Usher had been evading authorities since early November. She had allegedly violated her probation for the sale of fentanyl and unlawful use of a two-way communication device.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she's up to no good, John. Ooh.
Along with Citrus, she is a convicted felon in Manatee and Pasco counties, as well having a criminal history that includes fraud, grand theft, and obtaining property by writing a bad check.
And in a story from WEAR's Aubrey Spears, Florida lawmakers are discussing a proposed bill that, if passed, would give consumers and artists more control over concert fees on ticket-selling sites. In a Facebook post by State Senator Jason Brodeur, he says that it would eliminate junk fees from websites and venues that receive state funding. Sites like Ticketmaster could be involved in this kind of discussion. It's currently the best place to find good tickets, according to local experts like Gulf Coast Jazz Fest promoter Cadillac Banks, who said, quote, "The promoter is the one who sets the ticket pricing. It's not Ticketmaster. The only thing Ticketmaster gets out of the deal is the service fees. That's the problem I have. I think the fees are too high." He went on to argue on the site, however, or argue for it, I should say, due to factors such as its refund services. In June, Ticketmaster and several other companies did agree to start being upfront about pricing. Companies now allow ticket buyers to see the cost of a ticket, including additional fees, from the moment they begin shopping.
Well, that's good, though.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I don't like those fees. Anyway, Bob Vander Plaats, a key evangelical leader in Iowa, announced his endorsement of Florida Governor Ron DeSantis earlier this week. Described as a longtime GOP power broker, Vander Plaats has thrown his weight behind the eventual winner of the past three Iowa caucuses, not to feature an incumbent Republican president. DeSantis voiced his appreciation for the endorsement, and it could not come soon enough, as he has put up some of the more disappointing numbers amongst Republican presidential candidates not named Trump.
Yes, and we just touched on one bill regarding those concert tickets and their fees, but we've got another one that aims to prevent child drownings with free swim lessons. In the state of Florida, drowning is the leading cause of injury deaths for toddlers, and this would promote vouchers for low-income families to cover the full cost of swimming lessons. Most of the homeowners do have pools, but the thing is, ponds are actually a big cause of drownings, so you have to look out for those as well. And the swimming lessons, obviously, John, you've got a kid. If you've ever taking your kids to swimming lessons, they can be expensive. So
oh, they are.
It's supposed to, yeah, it's supposed to provide to everyone for the kids' sake. That's our outro music. We've got to take a quick break here. Fox News coming up shortly, followed by Your Money Now here on News Radio 92.3.
Napolitano. A Qatari brokered truce is set to take effect at midnight Eastern time, which will see the release of some 13 hostages in Gaza by Hamas. Israeli officials are approaching the deal with caution.
We know exactly who the enemy is, what they are, and what they've done. So we're waiting with hope and prayer that those families are reunited tomorrow. But again, we know who we're facing.
Israeli government spokesman Avi Hyman on The Story with Martha McCallum. President Biden celebrating Thanksgiving in Nantucket, but phoning into the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade with this message.
We can have different political views, but we have one view. The one view is we're the finest, greatest nation in the world. We should focus on that. We should focus on dealing with our problems and being together.
Sound courtesy of NBC and the Macy's Parade and Entertainment Group. America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Jim Chesko with Your Money Now. When it comes to saving for retirement, most of us have a very long way to go. As of the summer, 401k participants whose plan was managed by Fidelity Investments had a median balance of just $23,800. Savings were even slimmer for other types of retirement plans, such as IRAs, which had only $14,500. One measure of how many people are likely to fall short, an August survey from Charles Schwab found that Americans believe they need, on average, $1.8 million to retire comfortably. Where are homebuyers paying the most? Well, primarily on the coasts. Based on a zip code level analysis of closed home sale prices, real estate data site Property Shark found that of the top 100 most expensive zip codes, 65% were in California. On the East Coast, not surprisingly, New York City had the highest concentration of pricey postal codes for homebuyers. Most expensive in the country, Atherton, California. That's Your Money Now.
Thinning hair is normal, but it doesn't have to be your fate.
Once I started taking Nutrafol, I could visibly see my hair get thicker.
It made my hair stronger.
Nutrafol, the number one dermatologist-recommended hair growth supplement brand.
Nutrafol has taken me back to the hair I was meant to have.
You've got nothing to lose and everything to grow. Join the 1 million people growing at Nutrafol.com. That's Nutrafol.com.
Hi, what brings you to the clinic today?
Oh, the baby's not feeling well. I think she might have a fever.
Aw, well, let's check her temp with the Exergen thermometer. You're right. These Exergen thermometers are very accurate. Reads 101.2.
Oh, gosh. Well, that Exergen thermometer sure is fast and easy to use.
Yes, and many doctors recommend Exergen for home use.
Exergen thermometers, backed by over 100 clinical studies, are available at Walmart and participating retailers. Learn more at Exergen.com.
Are you looking for your forever floors? We got them.
Hi, we're Buck and Ashley Deese, the proud owners of Deese Elite Concrete Coatings, where we make concrete pretty.
4 times stronger than epoxy with a lifetime warranty. Our coatings are perfect for your garage, patio, pool deck, and more.
For one-day installation, trust the Deese Elite experience, now offering financing.
Get your forever floors by calling us today at 850-329-5599.
We make concrete pretty.
My husband, Alex Hussey, was hit by an IED in Afghanistan.
I was point man on foot patrol, and I stopped on the bomb. Lost my legs and my left hand in an explosion.
And he suffered a severe traumatic brain injury. Yes.
As America's veterans face challenges, DAV is there.
There are so many mountains to climb, and we do it together.
With the right support, more veterans can reach victories great and small.
Seeing Alex learning how to snow ski, that's life-changing.
DAV provides a lifetime of support to veterans of every generation, helping more than 1 million veterans each year.
Alex did it. He skied down this mountain. That's something he won't forget.
With the right support, there are no limits.
To see him on that slope and smiling like that, we'll be taking this home.
This has meant so much. Thank you, DAV.
Alex Hussey, thank you for your service. Support more victories for veterans. Go to DAV.org.
Tackled it around the 30 by Kendall Fuller. They're going to spot him at the 29. A gain of 14. First down.
Yeah, and this is just a crack toss, meaning there's a crack back block, and then the right tackle turns. Steele gets out in front. Steele did a great job knocking the corner right over to the sideline. Pollard cuts back inside, and he gets another big gain on a crack toss play.
They go three wide, slot left, tight end right, single back left, snap of the far right hash, 2:20 to go first quarter. Deep drop, Prescott swinging out near left flat for Pollard, makes the first man miss. The second comes and knocks the football free. Was he down? It looked like he was down at around the 23. Jamin Davis was in there on the contact. That would be a gain of 6.
Yeah, I think they're just going to roll him down, which he was.
And they peel the pile, and indeed that's the case. Second down and 4. This is the best rhythm, Mike, we have seen offensively from each team, despite the significant penalty disruptions.
Yeah, they overcame a what? What was the down and distance after the hold? I mean, they had a hold, and then they had an offside. And by the way, that I just saw a replay of that ball. It was close to being a fumble.
Prescott under center. Everyone tight. Tight end motion at Ferguson. Tossed to Dowdle. Rolling to the right side. He's got an escort from his tight end and gets lassoed by the probing Kalik Hudson. Swings him down at the 16. It'll be a gain of about 6. Later on, we'll select the defender of the game, sponsored by Navy Federal Credit Union. Proudly served.
Local news with News Radio's news team.
I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3.
I'm Steve Taylor for News Radio 92.3.
I'm News Director Joe Ford. Local news radio is so important because during major events or emergencies, you may not always be near a TV. Your phone and internet may go out, but radio is easily accessible and often the first source for information you need to know.
On News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody. Just past 4:35 here, we're going to get another check of the roads and weather. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Frontier Motors. It's the only dealer that Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola. That's Frontier Motors on Beverly Parkway. So looking at traffic here in Pensacola and the surrounding areas, there has been next to nothing to report on, and it appears to be staying that way, thankfully. So if you're dealing with any congestion on the roads, it hopefully shouldn't hold you up too long. As for the weather, it is mid-50s here in Pensacola, 56 degrees to be exact. As we get into the night, the low is going to be in the 40s. And entering Friday and this beautiful weekend, it's going to be highs into 60s, lows into 40s and 50s. So it should be beautiful weather, John.
Well, yes, it's Pensacola right now. It's 4:38 with John and Austin. And let's take a look at some national headlines that are taking place right now. Hey, the Republican mission to impeach President Joe Biden is reportedly back in full swing again. I know. With GOP leaders wanting it to move as fast as possible, so fast, in fact, that a vote could come early next year. House Oversight Committee Chairman James Comer of Kentucky claims that his committee has produced many smoking guns regarding Biden's alleged corruption.
And talking about the current president, let's talk about the former president, too. Yay! Donald Trump released a letter from his physician earlier this week that reported that the former president is in excellent health, both physically and mentally. The letter is likely being used as a tactic to snatch some extra support for his campaign that is opposing President Biden, as both have had speculation surrounding their health over the past several years. But if it contained no details or statistics to cover the specifics of his health, such as weight, blood pressure, cholesterol, and so on.
Well, you know, I think I'll just ask my doctor to just give me a letter, and then I can just post
give
it
me a letter, preferably with sweet nothings.
Yeah. Yes, yeah. There you go, man.
Tell me you love me, doc. That's all I need.
That's all. It's not just Trump trying to establish a petty hedge, though. As the Biden campaign posted a guide this morning for countering crazy MAGA nonsense at your table this Thanksgiving.
Ooh,
I know, right? It offers Biden supporters talking points to keep in mind before joining pro-Trump family members for dinner.
Well, and John, I mean, Joe and I talked about this yesterday, and I think you would feel the same. It's a matter of, like, maybe if you align with the people at the table politically, you may feel more inclined to talk about something political here and there. But on Thanksgiving, if you know it's so divisive, why even bother?
Why?
Yeah, like, why even bother?
You know, just keep it good.
And as expected, Biden and Vice President Kamala Harris will be present for the tribute service of former First Lady Rosalynn Carter. The service will take place in Atlanta, and the two will be accompanied by their spouses. Carter passed away last Sunday at the age of 96, shortly after being placed in home hospice care.
Former NFL quarterback Drew Brees, who retired after the 2020 season, has revealed that his right arm does not work.
Yeah, that's disturbing.
It's weird. He said that now when he throws in his backyard, he throws with his left hand instead, and that anything above his shoulders gives him a hard time. He blames the issue on a dislocated right shoulder that he suffered back when he was playing for the Chargers. To put the severity of the shoulder injury into perspective, he had initially thought that it could have been a career ender. He went on to say that if he could still throw with his right arm, he would still be playing football.
And I was telling you during the break, you know, not only is that a good segue into sports headlines, right, which are up next, but, you know, you look at Drew Brees and people who don't even watch sports know who he is, like who he is. He's a philanthropist, good, right, Christian man, mm-hmm, you know, and it, while kids shouldn't have to worry about this injury in particular, it does raise more awareness about what these guys are putting their bodies through. And we, right, hear a lot of controversy about how kids get into sports so young. Makes you think.
It does.
As for sports headlines, though, starting with the NBA, there's no games today, but last night's Clippers-Spurs game had an interesting moment involving San Antonio head coach Greg Popovich. If you know anything about Pop, you know that that's nothing too crazy. while former Spur Kawhi Leonard was at the free throw line, Pop grabbed a desk microphone and told the crowd to stop booing. The booing likely stems from Kawhi's controversial departure from San Antonio several years prior.
That's Pop right there.
Yep.
I mean, 100%. What if you were sitting there in the audience and you know you're a Spurs fan and he's at the free throw line? Would you have stopped?
I don't know, because the thing is, I've heard about the details of that departure, from San Antonio. And it's like, I've heard that at least it's been interpreted as a spiteful move, mm-hmm, to, you know, to send him to Toronto when he wanted to be in LA originally.
Gotcha.
It's like, so if he was spiteful, maybe he's learned to be professional, forgive and forget. But the fans haven't, and you can't expect them to. People booed Vince Carter for years,
right,
in Toronto.
Yeah, so, for sure. We've got games going on right now.
Yes, we do.
First one is Dallas 14, Washington 3, about halfway through the second quarter, which is good on that. Then the game earlier.
Yeah, the Packers. First of all, I forgot to mention, you can watch Cowboys Commanders on CBS, by the way. But also, yeah, Packers and Lions. This was supposed to be the Lions' big stage.
I know.
Back up your talk. I think it's like their best record in six decades. They fell to the Packers 29-22. The Packers are now 5-6. The Lions are now 8-3.
From what my son told me, Jordan Love just...
He torched him.
He torched. Wow.
Like, yeah, over 270 yards, I believe, and three touchdowns, something like that. And tonight, the night game is Seahawks and 49ers. Kickoff is at 7:20 on NBC. The current spread, I believe, is San Francisco -7.
Hmm. Hey, the infamous Egg Bowl between my sacred Ole Miss Rebels.
And I left this one for you, John.
I thank you. Sacred Ole Miss Rebels and State kicks off at 6:30 tonight. Ole Miss is favored by 10 points, but it will be definitely more. And with a victory tonight, which they will get, the Rebels will enter the postseason with 10 wins. If the little bullies win, then they hit bowl eligibility. Whoopee.
Yeah, let the record show. Yes. I did not word the script that way. That's John in his little Rebel shirt here, putting his own subjective spin on it.
Well, I'm just being honest.
But speaking of hate-filled rivalries between in-state teams, have you seen the spread for the Oregon State-Oregon game? That's played on Black Friday, by the way, tomorrow night. I believe it's 7:30. Oregon State was favored to beat Washington.
Right.
Who beat Oregon?
Yes.
Washington beat Oregon State, barely. Oregon State is now expected to lose to Oregon by 2 touchdowns.
You that much?
Me? Yeah, and I think Oregon State won their matchup last year as well. Mm-hmm. It's like, I don't know. That seems a bit shady to me. I literally, there's no context on that. I just put that for if we had time for it. And we did.
Yeah. So, but still.
I wanted to talk about that heinous point spread. That's wild.
I don't get that.
Yeah, that's I don't know what that's about either. Just short of 4:45 here, we'll get another look at the roads and weather. Still nothing to report on, it seems. Maybe if you're coming over Caroline Street here, trying to get into near UWF, you may experience, there's some very short-lived congestion here where Scenic Highway merges onto Caroline Street here, but that's about it. There's nothing really to report on. If you're experiencing congestion anywhere else, it's probably pretty short-lived. As for the weather, mid-50s here in Pensacola, and it's going to be a beautiful Friday, beautiful Black Friday, I should say, and a beautiful weekend as well. Highs are going to be in the low to mid-60s, and the low is going to be in the 40s and 50s.
That's right.
Wow. Yeah. Good stuff. What?
Are you going to break?
No.
Oh, it's Pensacola right now. Let's keep going,
We don't typically go to break here. We got like 5 more minutes.
Yeah, well, I tried. The CDC is sharing how to safely cook your Thanksgiving turkey. That's right.
Yeah, we touched on this one yesterday. I figured just in case people are cooking their turkeys later today, okay. Now they know.
This is pretty good because I didn't know. It says that you should set the oven temperature at least 325 and place the completely thawed turkey in a roasting pan that is 2 by 2.5 inches deep. They also say it's important to use a food thermometer. Gordon Ramsay doesn't, but whatever. When it comes to leftovers, they recommend refrigerating them at 40 degrees or colder within 2 hours of cooking to prevent food poisoning. Very good tips right there.
Absolutely. And scientists say that infections commonly affecting everyday people could become catastrophic and perhaps deadly by 2040 because of something called antimicrobial resistance, or AMR for short. Over 1 million people already die from drug-resistant infections each year, and the more they attack, the harder they could be to contain over time. As with most health concerns, experts suggest practicing good hygiene, using antibiotics correctly, and attentive testing for infections to at least slow the current trend.
That's right. Thanksgiving is possibly the biggest day of the year for plumbers.
Yes.
Now, what you're thinking, thanks to all the stuff that people try to cram down the kitchen sink, on top of the garbage disposal, there'll be plenty of clogged toilets for Thanksgiving. We all know that. People sleeping. And they can't get to that stinky quickly.
I guess Joe wrote that.
Yeah, I guess. But plumbers are treated like superheroes. That's right. They immediately leave the job site with a plate full of turkey and a slice of pie and a tip for the ride.
Absolutely. If you have a plumber, if you are unfortunate enough to need to call a plumber on Thanksgiving,
yes,
give them some food, give them a tip. Very, very much so. Looking at pop culture notes here, Tonight Show host Jimmy Fallon received some criticism on social media for referring to transgender actress Hunter Schaefer as Bud, which is a term typically associated with males. I must admit, I don't really call females Bud.
No.
However, the criticism of Fallon has been sizably outweighed by support for him, with people coming to his defense due to him also being known to call cisgender women Bud. Some examples I saw on comment wars on social media were like Taylor Swift, Selena Gomez. I guess he calls them Bud, too. And the term is also, considering that he calls them that as well, it implies that he's treating Hunter the same as he would treat anyone else. And well, from an equality perspective, right, that's what we're shooting for. Yeah. So I guess, I don't know. I got good for Jimmy, I suppose. Call her Bud all you want, ?
I don't know. That's on you, bro.
Yeah.
Creed 4 is reportedly in the works. And Michael B. Jordan, not Michael Jordan, but Michael B. Jordan.
Yeah, the other successful Michael Jordan.
Mm-hmm. Who has headlined his career with the films by being the star, will now approach this latest installment from the director's chair as well. Yeah. Rocky's spinoff series has been a box office hit ever since the first film was released back in 2015. Now, speaking of films, have you seen The Marvels yet?
No, I have not.
We went and saw it the other night.
Was it good?
Yeah, must see.
Have you seen any of the Creed films?
Yes, I've seen them all.
Are you serious?
Yeah, well, obviously I haven't seen 4.
It's still in the works.
Right, because I was always a huge Rocky fan.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I have not seen any of the Creed films. I know they're a success, and I mean, you can't really suck if you're going to have a fourth movie coming out.
That is true.
Yeah, no, I haven't seen it. I may need to start, though. Seems like a lot of people are into it. Most Americans are hoping to avoid politics at the Thanksgiving dinner table. Well, at least me and John are. A Quinnipiac University, I did not say that right, national poll shows that more than 60% of Americans would rather not talk about the subject. On the other hand, just under 3 in every 10 said that they look forward to discussing politics this holiday. Joe and I touched on this yesterday, and yeah, I guess if you've got those Biden notes that we touched on in the national segment, if you've got those, use those. I guess use Trump's, I don't know, letter of health if you want to come back to that. But I think the best course of action, don't talk about politics at the Thanksgiving dinner table.
Why? There's so much sports on, and there's so much that you could talk about that your children or your parents have done that, you know, you could last for hours on that.
Exactly.
Most Americans are hoping, what is the sweet spot to eat our Thanksgiving's feasts. Mm-hmm. Yes.
This is another one that Joe and I discussed, yeah.
A new poll shows the most common time is during the 4 to 5 p.m. hour, a.k.a. now.
Yes.
Which is the 3 p.m. hour next, and 23% of the people picked 5, 6, or 7 as their choice. As for early birds, 9% sit down at the table during the noon hour, and literally no one says they're eating before noon.
When do you typically eat, John?
Like 2. Really, I couldn't last till 7 or 5 or 6.
We ate afternoon today. Yeah. It wasn't as late as a lot of these people because obviously we had places to be. But Yeah, I mean, I think like one. I think we ate around one.
Because then you're going to take a nap during the game, and then you're going to get up and have more food.
Yeah, my mom was snoring after she ate. So. Sorry, Mom. This is Pensacola right now. We're going to take one more quick break before we're done with the first hour on News Radio 92.3.
The Volkswagen Signed In Drive event returns to Peatmore Imports. And that means with zero down payment, zero due at signing, zero security deposit, and zero first month payment, you can lease the 2024 VW Atlas, Atlas Cross Sport, Tiguan, or Taos at Peatmore Imports today. And as the year comes to a close, enjoy even more savings when you purchase the 2023 Jetta SE, now from $26,536, the 2023 Taos from $25,281. Or the 2023 Tiguan S, now on sale from $28,546. So whether you sign and drive a 2024 Atlas, Atlas Cross Sport, Tiguan or Taos, or enjoy end-of-year savings on select 2023 models, Peatmore has the VW for you to drive home today. Peatmore Imports is at 106 New Warrington Road, Pensacola.
Tax, title, license options, and dealer fee. For highly qualified customers through Volkswagen Credit, zero first month payment up to $900. Offer ends January 2nd, 2024. See dealer for details.
Each Sunday at 7:30 a.m., the Bible Baptist Bookstore of Pensacola, Florida, brings you Theological Seminar with teacher Peter S. Ruckman, founder and president of the Pensacola Bible Institute. He will teach you what the Bible says about the subject, not merely what it is presumed to teach.
Tune in this Sunday at 7:30 a.m. for Theological Seminar with Dr. Peter S. Ruckman, brought to you by Bible Baptist Bookstore on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Hey, Andrew McKay here. A different kind of a show today on Thanksgiving. I read to you from both Lincoln and Washington's famous Thanksgiving proclamations. We also argued over whether it's stuffing or dressing. I'll leave you to decide and listen to the conversation. Also talked to Mike Wood from the Pensacola Police Department about shopping safety at this time of year. And if you're concerned about anybody's mental health, 988 is a great resource for anybody who's struggling with depression. You can listen to all of the segments at the podcast page on newsradio923.com.
Roxanne Watson is on a mission.
Hello, how are you doing today?
She wants more people to register as organ, eye, and tissue donors.
Are you an organ donor?
Yes, I am.
Yay! Alrighty.
My goal is to sign up the most people in the United States.
What drives her? Roxanne's own life was saved through the gift of a heart transplant, made possible by an organ donor.
I decided that day that I was going to devote myself to the cause of organ donation and signing people up and honoring my donor by doing that.
Now she's back to health, and she's a powerful force helping to save lives every day through her work. Imagine what you can make possible by leaving behind the gift of life.
8 people can be helped with the major organs, and up to 50 people can be helped with a little bit of everything. And when you think about it that way, that you could help that many people, it's amazing. It really is.
Learn more and sign up as an organ, eye, and tissue donor. Go to organdonor.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
The Dave Ramsey Show, weeknights at 7 after Pensacola, right now on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
It's Pensacola right now with John and Austin. It's 4:54, and happy Thanksgiving to you. If you haven't heard us say it, but happy Thanksgiving to you and all, and thank you for listening, and thank you for being a part of our Thanksgiving holiday.
Yes, it makes us feel very humbled, very honored.
It does, with a lot of things going on, but you enjoying 2 p.m. is still a good time.
Oh, yeah.
I'm just going to say that because, you know. Good football comes on. Let's get to some other stories right now. Kansas City Chiefs tight end Travis Kelce has old tweets swirling around on X, but not for the reasons that you're thinking.
Ooh.
Recently, when we've thought of Kelce, it's because of his romance with pop star Taylor Swift. And when we hear about old tweets resurfacing, oh boy, it's typically for a political upsetting reason. But this instance, this time, applies to neither. Instead, Kelce's old tweets are making the rounds because of how pointless and, quite frankly, dumb they are. The one simply being about him giving a squirrel some bread.
Yes.
Okay. The tweet included multiple spelling errors, which he'll blame that on autocorrect. I get it. I do it too. which he blames for them being discussed in the first place. He implied that he misspelled the word on purpose, but just in case he didn't, it's a good thing he can catch a football for most of the time.
Most of the time,
as long as Taylor's there.
And as long as a Hall of Fame QB's throwing it.
Right.
Also, a spiteful political dispute unfolded on X recently, but not for the Thanksgiving dinner table. Not over the Thanksgiving dinner table. Rather, it happened all because of a vacuum cleaner.
What?
Republican Senator Chuck Grassley of Iowa talked about his 45-year-old vacuum that he was using to clean before Thanksgiving. This spawned jokes being made at the expense of Grassley, who is 90 years of age, along with legitimate criticisms surrounding why someone so old is still in office. Perhaps there should be a new law enforced. If your vacuum cleaner is old enough to run for president, perhaps you're better off not being in a political office of your own. I smiled when I wrote that one. All right, last traffic update here of the hour. So it's been very mild on the roads so far this evening, and I'm very happy to be able to report that. And it's still looking that way so far. I'm not seeing anything stand out. Hopefully, once again, it will continue to be that way. As for the weather in Pensacola and the surrounding areas, it is the mid-50s right now. It is just beautiful weather outside. If you haven't enjoyed it, I highly recommend that you do. As we get into the night, the low is going to be in the 40s. And as we get into this beautiful Black Friday and Saturday-Sunday weekend here, it's going to be lows of 40s and 50s and highs in the 60s. So just perfect weather for me. I don't know about you. Do you not like it?
No, man, we live in Florida, you know.
So?
Lived in South Florida for like 10 years, and I was spoiled. Like when we came up here for holidays, I actually had to buy a jacket here. You don't wear them in South Florida. If you do, you stay inside. I mean, that's just normal there.
It is humid 90% of the year. I will take some chillier weather here. I'm wearing a hoodie right now. I couldn't be happier about it.
I gotcha. East London wrestler Adil Malik was 25 years old when he was diagnosed with stage 3 renal cell carcinoma, the most common type of kidney cancer. He refused to let it overcome him, however, and documented his journey with the illness, which featured matters going as far as the removal of one of his kidneys. His goal with covering the journey has been to inspire others to get their medical fears checked out and to fight them. Malik says that he is ring ready again and says that nothing has ever going to stop him from wrestling.
A very wholesome story there.
That really is.
And this one is from yesterday as well. This is the last one from yesterday, I swear. And it's the last story of the hour, so that should explain it. The Salvation Army announced recently that it got its first gold coin of the season. An anonymous donor at a grocery store near Chicago dropped a South African half Krugerrand, I hope I'm saying that correctly, in a red kettle. It's worth about $1,200. The reason why I kept this here is because, of course, we want to encourage people to be giving. It's Thanksgiving, after all, so we're thankful, but we also got to be given something. So if you see the Salvation Army red kettles anywhere at local retailers or anywhere like that.
And you hear the bells, ding, 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 ding.
Yeah, and you hear people saying, God bless you. Well, that means you need to be given some money if you are in position to. Maybe not something that's worth $1,200. I wouldn't be doing that, but I don't know. John, do you give to local charities?
Yes.
You do. Mm-hmm. When's the last time you gave to a red kettle?
Last year.
Really? Mm-hmm. I couldn't tell you last time I did so.
Okay, well, you need to start a new tradition this year.
Yeah,
doing it.
I was about to say my New Year's resolution at that point, like Salvation Red Kettles aren't going to be around. The thing is, I will try to give more if I'm at a local Walmart and I see someone at Salvation Army. I remember when I was a kid, I used to ask my grandma, like, can I have a dollar?
Right, exactly.
I want to be a good person. Give me some money. All right, that was stupid. That's the end of Hour 1 here on Pensacola Right Now, News Radio 92.3. We'll be right back after a WEAR break. We'll be back in hopefully around 10 to 12 minutes on average. And be sure to have a happy Thanksgiving and stay safe out there.